Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a presentation of Sydney Senior Services, where they never charge for their service.
Sandy McGee, Interim Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle. Good morning.
So what is going on these days with UVA?
Hey, you know, this morning I wanted to come in. You know, there's a lot of people that maybe just moved to town and they don't know about the Art Center. So I thought I would share a little bit about the fact that the Art Center is a mission-based arts organization. And I wanted to share with everybody our mission this morning. UVA, Umpqua Valley Arts, operates with a mission to create and foster a climate that supports arts appreciation, participation, and education. And Kyle, we do that through our programs, and we have programs every day of the week. We are so excited because we've got Teen Studio, which is opening up in February again. So I really encourage parents to have to go to our website at uvarts.com and check out all the classes that are going to be happening between February and June for teens at the Art Center. And then we've got exhibitions up right now. However, you cannot come into the building, but you can go to our website. Again, we have a lot of digital offerings on the website, and one of those offerings is to see a virtual tour of the current shows that are up. And so I encourage people to do that. But for those of you who don't know the Art Center, I just wanted to let you know that we are so proud to be in this community, and we operate 6 art gallery spaces, a workshop studio where we have classes and workshops all year long, a full-size pottery studio where we have community classes, and I just want to let people out there know there's so much going on that you can do for people who are interested in continuing education in the arts. The Art Center is the place to go, and also for youth and for teens. We're just offering more and more for our young people in Douglas County.
Talk about the show they can see virtually right now.
Well, right now we've got a few shows up. One is called Habitat, and that's in our Hallie Brown Ford Gallery. It's by the Sakwa folks. That's the Art Quilt group. And they did a regional call for artists who are working in part of Sakwa. And they did a regional call for work. And these are in the main gallery at the Art Center, are these beautiful, just amazing art quilts. And so you can see that show online on our website. It's a group show. It was juried by Michael Fisher, who is the executive director and former gallery director at Maud Kearns Art Center up in Eugene. He's incredible. And the art quilts are just incredible. They're really talking about a time and a place. And that's why the show is called Habitat. It's the idea that artwork is really influenced by this sense of place, where you live, the surrounding geography and the histories in those geographical areas. And so these art quilts are just amazing. There, a lot of them are very large scale. So you walk in and you just feel like, and when you look at the virtual tour, you really feel like you're just sort of enveloped by the work. It's just beautiful. And you know, people love fibers. We wear clothes. We are so used to touching fibers. It's something that has a texture, and it's just a wonderful thing to view, especially in the context of an art gallery. And then in the corridor space, we have Diane Williams, who's a local painter. She's using acrylic paints, very self-expressive, abstract paintings by Diane Williams. They're gorgeous. And Walt and Sandy O'Brien, who are photographers. They hail from Eugene, and they do traditional black and white landscape photography. And then there's Judy Hoyness, who is in our gallery, too. So you're going to go to our website and you're going to see lots of incredible work, really different styles. And then in our Red Gallery, we have artist members Cindy and Steve Kanegi. And Steve Kanegi is an incredible woodworker. And he's just got these beautiful large scale pieces in there. And Cindy is doing monotypes. There's a lot of work in that gallery. So plan on spending quite a bit of time on the website looking at all of these works. The wonderful thing about the virtual tour is you can actually click on a work and just view that work. It's not a drive-by, Kyle. You can actually sit and look at a work and study it and see what goes into that work.
Interesting. I went through a couple, 3 weeks ago, and just kind of looked briefly. I just had a couple minutes, and I wanted to see how it worked because I was curious from the technology side how you were putting it together. And so I have to go back through and actually see things individually. And I wanted to see what Kanegi's did and a couple of the other things had particular interest. But one of the things about it, okay, you're not there. We get all that stuff right now. But you are not limited to the hours that the Art Center is normally open.
Exactly. You are not limited to the 10 to 4, you know, Tuesday through Friday hours. You can go onto the website at any time of day or night and look at not just the virtual tour of the galleries, because that in and of itself is so rich and beautiful, and you can spend so much time looking at everything, but we do have art lessons up on our website. So you can actually gather some supplies and take some art lessons. We have virtual tours up there, talking tours, artist talks. There's just all kinds of stuff. And Kyle, right now we have several calls out for shows that are going to be coming in the future. We're really looking to the future and knowing that things will eventually subside and open up and we will be safe from Corona. And at a certain point, we will be able to have people in the building. But even still, if we can't, we will continue our programming and continue moving into the future and have programs available for people either in person and online as a hybrid situation. So I want people to stay abreast to what we're doing and go to our website and check it out.
Other things that people ought to know right now?
Right now we have several calls out. I have an Artworks Northwest. We do this show every year, Kyle, but this year, because we had so many entries in 2019, we decided to make it a Northwest Biennial. It's going to be a very big deal. We have Grace Cook Anderson, who is the curator for the Pacific Northwest Art at the Portland Art Museum. She is going to be the juror this year. So I encourage all artists to submit to the show. Put your work in front of Grace. She's really an incredible person and an important voice in art in our area. And so that show will happen in June. And right now we also have a call up for A Watched Pot Always Boils. Kyle, we've had so much surrounding this year's election, and this show is really about the women's right to vote. And so we really wanted to put that show out there, and that's going to be happening in April. We also have our Summer Arts Festival call up for art vendors, food vendors, nonprofit vendors, and entertainment. So if you're a musician or a family act, you can go to our website again to our Summer Arts Festival page and look at the applications and apply.
What about people who, especially maybe with all the restrictions right now, you know, they can look at things online. Maybe they aren't comfortable doing some of the things that are available. But what about the financial support you guys need?
You know, Kyle, we are always, always welcoming new members to the organization. Being a member is the first and best way to become a supporter of the arts in our area, because we get to have a relationship with you. We love the people in our area and we welcome everybody to become a member. And then there are all kinds of opportunities to volunteer and to donate, Kyle. The Art Center is always in need to keep our doors open of public funds, so and private funds. So anybody out there who is interested in donating so that we can keep our doors open, so to speak, and keep our programs running, serving the teens and serving people in our area with arts and culture programming, go ahead and go to our website or give us a call and you can donate easily at any point.
And what's the website?
The website is www.uvarts.com.
All right, Sandy McGee, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.